proud, hardy conquerors, the Nords of Skyrim. With the latest Elder Scrolls game being set in the snowy region of Skyrim, the majority of Elder Scrolls fans are likely quite familiar with the Nords' culture and society. They feature a strong inspiration from real-world Norse Vikings, and are a strong, hardy people with a history of conquering and conflicts in their homeland. This video will go over the history of the first Nords to arrive in Skyrim, their various conflicts with their neighboring regions, and the present political climate of Skyrim. The ancestors of the Nords hail from the frozen continent of Atmora, far to the north of Tamriel. According to legend, Atmora was at one point in time more temperate in climate, with greenery, although other reports argue that this is false. Many scholars believe that Atmorans had been occasionally migrating to various parts of Tamriel for centuries, forming the first human settlements on the continent. At some point in early history, however, there was a large-scale civil war across Atmora, causing Isgrimor, already a hero among Atmorans, to travel to Tamriel with his two sons, along with many others following his footsteps. They landed on the northern coast, and settled in the region that would come to be known as Skyrim. Due to the large snow elf population present in their new land, the Atmorans referred to it as Merith. Early on, the two differing peoples lived in relative peace with one another, but soon a vicious war broke out between the Nords and the Snow Elves, beginning with the Night of Tears. The Night of Tears involved the sudden sacking of a populated human city, in which many Nords died and the city was razed to the ground. Further details can be found in my video discussing the Snow Elves. Only Isgrimor and his two sons managed to survive the slaughter, and they retreated back to Atmora, with vengeance in their hearts. Isgrimor rallied a number of allies to his cause, calling themselves the 500 Companions as they sailed back to Skyrim for their counterattack. Skyrim soon drowned in elven blood as the Atmorans slaughtered every snow elf they could find, savagely pushing them back until the elves were forced to make a final stand on the small island of Solstheim. Although the snow elves put up a valiant resistance, especially with the aid of the mysterious Snow Prince, they were eventually crushed and either killed or forced to flee into hiding. At some point after this, Isgrimor breathed his last breath, at which point many of the companions laid down their weapons, never to pick them up again. As the years went by, Skyrim would remain a region filled with scattered tribes of Nords, with no leader to unify them. This changed in the 2nd century of the First Era, when Harald, the 13th descendant of Isgrimor, managed to unite the Nords of Skyrim, completely breaking them away from Atmora. After successfully ruling for 78 years, his son became the next king of the Nords, and set his eyes on conquest. The Nords would conquer parts of Morrowind, High Rock, and Cyrodiil, creating a Nordic empire. The next king in line continued the trend, and even traveled to Cyrodiil to urge a joint war against the elves. A group of Bosmer killed him, however, and since he had no heir, the bloodline of Isgrimor ended with him. A power vacuum started a war of succession to determine a new king, which led to the Nords losing all the territory they had conquered outside of Skyrim. A new king eventually took the throne, but the Nordic civilization had taken a blow during the War of Succession, and it's unclear exactly how far their conquest might have gone if the Bosmer hadn't intervened. Over the remainder of the First Era, the Nords would continue to war with the humans of Cyrodiil and the orcs of High Rock, but would fail to expand their territory in any significant way, aside from conquering the western region of Skyrim, known as the Reach. Toward the end of the First Era, the Akaviri from the continent to the east invaded Tamriel, starting with Skyrim. The Nords failed to stop the invasion, and were forced to join with the armies of Cyrodiil to end the war. During the Second Era, the Nords would continue to battle the forces of High Rock for the Reach, since it was located between the two regions. At the end of the Second Era, Tiber Septim grew to prominence, and since he was believed by many Nords to be a Nordic hero, the Empire's conquering of Skyrim was vastly simplified. Further details on the differing theories of Tiber's youth will be found in the standalone Tiber Septim video. Of course, with a history that we're well familiar with at this point, the Cyrodiilic Empire wouldn't be stable for very long. During the Third Era, Skyrim would get caught up in a war related to the Emperor's crown. Potima Septim grew up in the Imperial City, but was eventually married off to a king in Skyrim. After many miscarriages, she finally gave birth to a son, and began plotting to make him emperor. Through an impressive series of lies, blackmail, and skillful diplomacy, she eventually made the claim that the current empress, her 15-year-old niece, was in fact a bastard child, and that her son was meant for the throne. This started a war between Potima and Cyrodiil. Both the Empress and Potima's son were abducted and executed during the war, leading many of Potima's supporters to turn away from her. She would continue to fight on her own, turning to necromancy and Daedra summoning to assist her efforts, but she eventually was killed without seeing much success. With the Oblivion Crisis that plagued Tamriel at the end of the Third Era, Skyrim came through it relatively unscathed, and in fact they began to profit from the instability in Cyrodiil in the following years. Unfortunately, during the Fourth Era, Skyrim was still a part of the Cyrodiilic Empire. Although they wouldn't participate in the Empire's war with the Aldemari Dominion during the Fourth Era, they would be deeply affected by the treaty that the Empire ended up signing with the Dominion. Most notably, the treaty demanded the banning of the worship of Talos, the ascended form of Tiber Septim to godhood. Since most of the Nords regarded Tiber as a Nordic hero and a god of mankind, this was greatly offensive to them. The Thalmor, the agents of the Dominion, were allowed to come into Skyrim in order to hunt down any Talos worshippers, and the Imperial Legions began enforcing the ban as well. This would lead to the Skyrim Civil War between the rebels of Skyrim, known as the Stormcloaks, and the Imperial Legion. The Stormcloaks aimed to remove the Legion from Skyrim and become independent once again, and the Legion hopes to maintain a peace between both Cyrodiil and Skyrim, as well as the Empire and the Aldemari Dominion. In the midst of this war, the return of dragons to the province causes a number of new problems for both sides, and the overall result of the Civil War remains to be seen. This was likely an oversimplified version of the history of both the Nords and of Skyrim itself, but further videos could be made to delve into specific subjects, such as Potima Septim, the Skyrim Civil War, as well as dragons, dragon priests, and dragonborn. The Nords have had a strong history of warfare, bloodshed, and conquest, and their civilization has revered legendary heroes since the beginning of their recorded history. Outside of warfare, Nords are deeply attached to their religion, their traditions, and the legacy they'll leave behind. When the Elder Scrolls franchise moves away from Skyrim, the prominence of Nords will be up in the air, but it will certainly be a cold day in Skyrim if the Nords are no longer living there.